Moncrief on News Talk.
People will have mixed opinions on PDAs, or if you prefer speaking with words, public displays of affection. For some, it can be seen as sweet, for others, a bit vomity. So is there an acceptable degree of PDAing? A peck in the cheek, a quick snog? Should you keep your hands in your pockets at all times? News Talk's Can I Touch Your Buttocks correspondent, Henry McCain, has been trying to discover how frisky things can get on the streets. Afternoon, Henry.
Afternoon, Sean. Talking of frisky, I mean, even you looking at me right now, that could be a sign, that could be a PDA. If you hold your eyes, you keep gazing at me. I'm actually getting quite...
Is that a PDA?
Yeah, I'm feeling something right now.
Okay, well, that's
an example of one, but it could be...
It's quite a warm day.
It's a warm rain. Yeah, it can be hugging, kissing, holding hands. Those intimate moments on social media that you now share, that is also now considered a PDA, where you share your life out there. You know, you're sitting on someone's lap or they're sitting on your lap, and then you put that photograph up online. Even blowing someone a kiss. I saw someone here in the News Talk headquarters blowing a kiss across the office floor. I won't say who it was or who it was to. But it kind of got us thinking. I mean, are we all really prudes? Because there's a story we're going to bring you now. It's basically on the Lewis, and it was a French couple. Here is our very own Niamh Hamill, producer of The Moncrief Show, and her experience on the Lewis with a French couple.
Well, Henry, I actually was on the Lewis yesterday morning, had my headphones in, was pretty tired, and then this couple beside me kept kind of whispering to each other and kissing and sort of very affectionate for 8 o'clock in the morning. And this went on and on and on, and it was a really packed Lewis, and I was like, what is going on? So I took out my headphones and I noticed they were French. Yeah, and I figured that's the only way a couple are going to be this affectionate this early in the morning on a packed Lewis, that they must be French.
So the Lewis was packed.
Yeah,
it was a proper public display of affection. What exactly were they up to?
They were just very close, one to me. So I sort of felt like I was a bit of a third wheel in the situation.
So there was three in this marriage.
There was three in this marriage, and I didn't opt into it. But they just kind of kept kissing back and forth and then whispering into their ear.
And were they hugging?
They were very close together. There was kind of always constant touching.
So they kind of enjoyed the fact the tram was busy. They liked it.
I don't know whether it's just... Maybe they didn't notice everyone else. You're so in love that you don't.
And do you think that's true? You're so in love, you forget everyone else is watching. You just don't care because love has taken over. Love is all around.
I think the romance can take over, absolutely. Just the public transport element in a busy, packed carriage is a unique one for me.
Yeah. I wonder now, is that a kind of display behaviour? And
yes.
I don't know if you've ever had this experience, and maybe people listening have. Mm. Like, if you go out in a group, there's always one couple.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they've had like three drinks, they start wearing the faces off each other. And it makes everybody else kind of uncomfortable.
They're almost peacocking, I suppose.
Yes, it is.
You'd have to be a man, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, they are. Yeah.
But it's like early stages of relationship as well, because they're so excited to be with each other. It can also show a secure relationship, but also an insecure relationship, because it's almost like, look how much we're overcompensating, and because we are so in love that we were going to snog each other so much. But it can be an intense relationship too. It can be so many things.
It could be just like pants, really. It's what's going on in your pants?
You could just be horny.
Yeah.
It could be that.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Or you're showing off.
It is weird though. You get like, because it's probably, I would have thought it'd be like if you're on the Lewis, sitting next door to Niamh Hamill or anyone, wouldn't it be more exciting to kind of be kind of a little more subtle about it? Rather than everyone can see us do this now.
Like touch her leg.
Yeah.
Or his leg. You know, or when it's somebody's leg that you're in a relationship with.
Hopefully it's the right leg.
Not Niamh's leg.
No, yeah.
You know.
It's I don't really understand it. And it's not even like, okay, they were French, but it's not like any time you go to France, you go, God, everyone's getting off with each other here.
Yeah, like I was in France recently and I'm just trying to think, were people snogging openly in the street? Were they? No, they weren't. They were actually quite discreet. perhaps they just thought, we're away from home. No one's going to recognize us.
Could have been it, yeah.
But it's fascinating. But I want to talk about jewelers because, you know, people go in and perhaps buy a ring.
All right. I thought jewelers were particularly promiscuous when they were walking around the streets, getting off with each other.
Well, I admit they're very, very friendly because they're trying to sell you diamonds and gold and, you know, jewellery. And of course, they're friendly. And, you know, perhaps sometimes people can get the wrong end of the stick. But these particular jewellers were very, very professional, but they see it all.
I'm Chloe. I'm from New Moon Jewellery. And we're just based in George's Arcade.
So PDAs, when it comes to Irish people, do they kiss in the shop? Do they snog?
I don't think really. We've had some lovely moments being, you know, a jewellery shop, and jewellery is such a kind of marker of love. We've had proposals and stuff like that.
People have proposed in the shop?
Yeah. We've had clatter rings, all that jazz. So yeah, there's a lot of love in different ways in our shop.
And when we take PDAs, do you like them when you see people kissing and hugging and forgetting the whole outside world and just going for it in the street or on the Lewis or on the train, or do you find it a little bit uncomfortable?
2025, c'est la vie, do you know what I mean? I just think, you know, everything that's happened in the world with COVID and all that, we all could have died. So, like, let's just let the love, spread the love.
That's what I say.
Exactly. Let people love.
And I know it's personal. I don't know if you're in a relationship. You know, do you sometimes kiss in public, or is it just holding hands?
Can't comment on that at the minute now.
Just too personal.
Just too personal now,
too much.
Too much, yeah, too much. My nana listens to this, so no.
Okay, well, maybe your nana might think, well, come on.
I think it's great that her nana listens, but, you know.
Hi, nana.
She's not going to judge if there's a bit of PDAs going on.
Yeah. That's a kind of a, maybe a jeweler's isn't a normal situation in the sense, because feelings are heightened, really.
Exactly, it's lovey-dovey. And, you know, you're buying your partner a ring, or you're about to get engaged, or something big is about to happen. A massive financial transaction is going to happen.
Yeah.
And one person is going to benefit. I'll just stop talking.
Yes. But the thing is, I'd
three
say,
it,
in, certainly in like most towns or cities around Ireland, you'll see more PDAs. Kind of maybe 9 o'clock on a Saturday night, more than you'd see them 8 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I see them in kebab houses as well.
Really?
At about 1 a.m.
That's normally, that gets people going.
You know, and you're waiting for your kebab.
A few drinks,
And it's expensive. We won't go into the price of kebabs. That's not why we're here. The cost of living crisis.
But if you're having
hits,
it bought for you, you might be swept away with the romance of that situation.
Yeah. Absolutely. But yeah, and Americans, I always thought the Americans were really into PDAs because of, I suppose, Hollywood. But they're not. The Americans are actually quite prudish. They're quite conservative.
Oh.
And they don't necessarily, you know, get all their kit off. I know they do in, you know, spring break and stuff like that. But in reality, that's not the case. When we chatted to these Americans, we were sheltering in the rain at George Street Arcade in Dublin.
In the States, kissing and holding hands in public is fine. I haven't ever seen someone fully making out in public.
So making out, that's what we would call it.
Yeah, like the French kiss.
That's snogging, French kiss. Yeah. So you would see much of that?
No, not much of that.
Just like a quick peck, holding hands, like a hug.
And did you go on spring break? Because we see that over here where everyone has a big party and they kind of kiss passionately. Did you go on spring break when you were younger?
In the movies, there are people that do that. Not our style.
That wouldn't be you. You wouldn't be passionately kissing on a beach somewhere.
No, not at all. And I think a lot of people refrain from that in front of family, especially. Like, I don't think we've ever kissed in front of our family members.
So the Americans, in a way, we forget it. You are quite conservative and well-behaved in public. Generally.
Yeah, generally. You do get the wild cards somewhere, but for the most part.
And when you see that wild card, somebody on a park bench getting a bit, you know, close, hanky-panky, do you feel uncomfortable, or do you think, brilliant, they found love?
I mean, definitely you go to each other and go, oh, what are they doing? But then, but not like a full uncomfort where, like, I wouldn't go up to them and say, like, can you knock it off? If there was kids around, probably. Like, if they're in the middle of a park and there's a bunch of kids, then you can probably
say,
like,
behave.
Move along. Yeah, like, that's a little weird.
I think it kind of depends on the space. Yeah. Like, a big, open public park, I think, fine. You're on a blanket, you're hanging out, whatever. But if you're, like, in a, you know, a little restaurant like this or something, and you're sitting on your partner's lap, that might be a little
and
weird.
And that's the thing, they can be so in love that they forget the world is watching.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, I personally don't like public displays of affection. I wouldn't be the one doing that in public. I'd try to push my husband away and keep him put away from me.
So husband, if he's a little bit, you know, what's the word? Was randy? I suppose we can't say randy, can we? Affectionate.
Yeah.
You would say, come on, stop it, we're in public.
Yeah, I would, yeah. I mean, definitely if we're in a new place where we know nobody, I would be a little bit safer doing that. But if we're around our friends and family, I don't want them touching me. I think that's weird. Personally, I just don't like to be intimate with, you know, in public. It's just weird.
And when you see people kissing in public, perhaps right now in the rain, do you feel like shouting at them, get a room?
If it's a little smoochy, I think it's okay. I think that's cute and romantic. But if they're full on making out, yeah, it's a little uncomfortable.
Okay, that's interesting. Because Americans will talk at the top of their voice about the most intimate subjects of their lives.
They won't touch each other in public.
They'll talk about touching each other in private, and in public,
They won't actually do it. And it can happen by accident. I remember being in an office meeting and I was dating a person at the office meeting and I put my diary on her lap and then started turning the pages with the diary, my diary on her
on
lap.
Her lap,
and
yeah.
Somebody noticed and said, Henry, that's just... not okay. Because
it was a workplace scenario, I suppose.
But it was an example of an accidental PDA. And, you know, you learn from it. You know, you've got to be careful.
Why did you put your diary in her lap? Did you not have any desk space or anything?
I don't know why I did. I just wasn't thinking.
It was.
I think it was early stages. An intimate relationship where all normal behavior just goes out the window. Because you're just madly in love.
I met one friend for dinner to meet her new boyfriend, and I was left feeling so uncomfortable as they definitely still in the honeymoon phase of the relationship and couldn't keep their hands off each other. I felt it was performative and very annoying. Though someone else says that French couple were playing up to a stereotype, i.e. French people are always at it. And when we go abroad, we get pissed and eat all day breakfasts. Sounds great. That topic about Snoggers and the Lewis, said the couple were close. It's a classic pickpocket distraction technique. Ask her to check her pockets.
Ooh, interesting.
I'm a bartender, and you would be amazed by the PDAs, especially as the night goes on. Couples definitely lose their inhibitions after they've had a few drinks. Absolutely. Someone else makes the same point. They won't do it unless they've had about 12 pints. I was on a date recently. There was a couple behind us who were absolutely all over each other. And it was very much emphasised how bad my date was and made an awkward date much worse. You see, that's the thing. Yeah.
Jealousy can kick in as well. I've been in dates like that where somebody might snog me because they're trying to make someone else jealous across the bar. And, you know, it's people do it. They do it to make a
snog. A snog's a snog, no matter what the motive of the snogger. Young people, they're surely full of hormones and taut young bodies, so they'll be at it the whole time.
The new generation, I thought they'll all be at it. But anyway, here are Gen Z's on PDAs.
I think maybe people my age are a bit more comfortable with it, but the older generations in the country might not be as supportive.
So your generation, roughly how old are you?
23, so.
So hugging and kissing in public, totally okay with it?
To a certain extent, not like... full on, but like the odd peck or like a hug, I feel like people don't have a problem.
And when you see it, do you think, oh, isn't that fantastic? Look at them, they're in love.
Yeah, they're happy. That's all you can really think about people. They're living their lives, they're chilling out, that's fine.
Would you kiss your partner in public, or is holding hands as romantic as you get?
Yeah, probably holding hands. You wouldn't really be like kissing your partner in public. Like if you're in a busy place like Dublin or something, it probably wouldn't be something you'd want to be doing.
And what do you think?
I kind of agree with them.
You're a couple. You wouldn't want him to snog you right now in front of everybody.
No.
That would be a bit much.
Yeah, a little bit.
Would you hold hands?
Yeah.
But we're very kind of repressed anyway, I think, in Ireland.
Think? Yeah, we're still repressed?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Probably our culture, our background, the church maybe. We like to keep things behind closed doors.
So we would kiss behind closed doors, hold hands behind closed doors. Are you seeing more of it?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, you see more holding hands and stuff like that. Yeah. I know we're 10 years after the marriage referendum and all that, so I think
so. A little bit of holding hands.
Yeah. And I suppose, Well, in this weather, you don't see much action.
Not much love in the rain.
No, that's right. Yeah.
PDA is something that everyone does, and I feel like it really, it's like, it is public display of affection. I feel like everybody's affectionate in every way, like whether it's kissing, holding hands, or, you know, whether that's romantically or friendships. I think as well, as long as they're doing it in a way that is appropriate, you know, not disturbing other people.
And yourself, have you ever found yourself in a public display of affection?
No, unfortunately not, because I'm not in a relationship. Also, I'm autistic.
You haven't found love yet, but there's still time.
Yes, there is. Yeah, I'm only in my early 20s, and I'm just waiting for the right person. And I also want people to understand that, you know, people with disabilities can fall in love too. You know, as long as it's, you know, as long as we know how to communicate and it's consensual. So, yeah, definitely, I think it should be, you know, it should be appropriate, and I think it should be, you know.
And do you think people who are autistic, do you think it's harder for them to find love, or are you just waiting for the right person?
It can be a mixture of both, to be honest. It can be a mixture of both, because, you know, you don't know if the right person is the person is right for you. You don't know how you're going to be able to communicate, because I know a lot of people struggle with communication and their feelings.
There you go. That conversation took an interesting turn.
Yes.
But the thing, like, people were still saying appropriate. What's appropriate? And appropriate for one person might be, you know, pants off in the street for another person.
And it can be cultural. And again, like, we live in a Western society in Ireland, and somebody mentioned the church. And because the church is still there, perhaps not everyone wants to be so touchy-feely. But they do say that PDAs actually reduce stress, and they can really make a connection with someone. So, you know, getting involved and touching and winking and blowing a kiss and hugging and basically wrapping your legs around each other can reduce stress. So that's, I think, wonderful.
You have to be lying down if you're going to wrap your legs around each other. Unless it'd be a tricky balancing act,
you could be on,
I would have thought.
Holding a pole, not pole dancing, but on a Lewis. Yeah. And you
but that's
do
an
it.
Equivalent of pole dancing.
Kind of.
Especially if that Lewis is going around the corner. You want to have good balance for that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
There is a place called Love Lane in Dublin. Yeah, I did not know.
I was the same. So it's been a social media sensation. It's been there generations, if not hundreds of years. And Dublin City Council, they've recently renovated a wall with tiles with basically artists, and their musical lyrics are up there. And you can also get out a marker, and it's totally allowed, and write your own message. I went down in the rain to check out Love Lane.
So I'm here at Love Lane, which is behind basically the Olympia near Temple Bar, or in Temple Bar. And people have written notes on this wall. And there's also typed notes from pop stars, including Van Morrison. Have I told you there's no one else above you? Fill my heart with gladness. Take away all my sadness. Ease my troubles. That's what you do. Great lyrics there from Van Morrison. And then people have written on the wall as well. They've put up notes. A lady has just said Phoebe, and we've also got Laura Hart Dima. Another one here, NT Dublin 25. So not the most romantic of notes yet, but people are writing up notes with markers, and then they've been washed off. You're here on Love Lane. Are you feeling, you know, you're looking for love right now?
I really have loved him. I'm homeless. I'm in the lane, living in under the shelter because of the rain.
You're trying to get out of the rain.
Yeah, that's all.
And is there any love in your life?
Yeah, there's my wife is right there. I'm with 20 years.
Oh, your wife is here. Can I come and meet her?
Oh, no, she won't talk. She
won't talk.
No.
And
She's calling you.
Well, you go.
Thank you very much.
Right, there you go. Again, that took an interesting turn. And that man's 20 years in the ice.
20 years married.
They're both homeless.
Yeah, both homeless in the rain, Crikey. Trying to find some shelter, still madly in love. You know, he stopped and spoke, just pure coincidence. And I suppose we all wish him and her the best and hope their situation improves.
Yeah, indeed. Henry, thanks a million for coming in to us. Henry McKean there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.